So I'm here with Davo after a goalless draw at home in the league to the top team Rushden. Davo, first of all, you must be absolutely delighted to take a point at home today.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if they offered me at the start of the game a clean sheet and a point, I would have snatched your arm off. Yeah, they're no mugs, are they? Let's be honest, they're 6 points clear at the top of the league. They're laden with money and talent and quality, and you know they're a good side. Don't take nothing away from it. They're a very, very good side, as good as, you know, we've played for a couple of years. You know, they're as good as the sides we were playing last year, your Merthyrs and that. And I'll be honest with you, I thought first half we were the better side marginally. Second half they've penned us in. Did we get fortunate with the penalty? Maybe. I mean, the lad's gone down easily. The ref was right on the spot, and credit to him for making the decision. You know, maybe we got away with it. Certainly, I've seen him given. He's made it look, it was theatrical, and he made it look like a pen. But I did think he planted his foot a bit. But, you know, they'll probably think the other way. And, you know, that I'd be disappointed if I was them. So we got one go our way today for a change. So delighted with a point. More importantly, really pleased with the performance. You know, we were outstanding last week against St Ives, conceded two set pieces. Other than that, they didn't really open us up. Today, you know, they're a level up from St Ives. And, you know, Pricey's made one good save in the second half. Didn't think they made... He didn't make any real... He dropped on one in the first half. we've had to defend a few set pieces and bits and bobs. But, you know, whilst they penned us in for a bit at the end, I thought we fully warranted a point.
And there's you touched on a couple. There's so many different talking points today. I suppose another good place to start would be the pitch. Probably the worst I've seen it here for a considerable amount of time. And I suppose you could argue possibly that lucky to get the game on.
Yeah, we were lucky to get the game on. I mean, I'm sure they'll be talking about how bad the pitch was and everything, but anyone who was there at the start of the game, the pitch was in great condition. You know, the groundsman had done a really good job. It was nice and flat. It was in good condition. It was wet. You know, it passed an inspection early on, and then it's absolutely hammered it down. And they've turned up, and obviously they wanted to play the game. And yeah, we could have easily said, nah, you know, go away and come back on a Tuesday night. But we wanted to get the game on for them. You know, we're hospitable hosts, and we acknowledge that a lot of people had come a long way for the game, and we wanted to get the game on. So, we can say that, and I'm sure they'll say that the pitch was was poor, but it certainly wasn't due to a lack of effort. I mean, the pitch was in great condition, and it's obviously going to cut up, and it cut up quite badly. But in that first half, I thought we played some magnificent football. I thought we looked like a really, really good side, and you know, we didn't get a lot of praise from their support as we walked off, and not a lot from their management. And I'm sure when we look at their radio, you know, their YouTube and all that with their footage, I'm sure they won't praise us. But yeah, it's little old Fleet, and no one wants to praise us at all. So they're spending an absolute fortune of money, and I, you know, I really do think they're a very good club, and I think they'll go on to good things. But we're paying nothing. You know, our lads don't earn from playing football at all. And we've come and we've matched a side who were superb. So I know I say that a lot about the money, but it's days like this where my heart swells a bit with pride of the performance, of the amount of effort that my lads put in. And, I'm a very, very proud man, as are all the staff today. They deserve a big pat on the back, and supporters that were there that give us a good clap as we come off, we appreciate that. I'm sure there'll be three or four teams up the top there that will be raising a glass to us tonight for getting, you know, a couple of points off of what they were expecting Rushden to get today.
And do you think that the way the game panned out suited you? I mean, it was a little bit bitty. There were a few contentious decisions around a few tackles and things. Do you think that sort of played into your hands? Did it stop them playing?
Not really. I mean, I don't think we're a physical team at all. We're a very, very young side, as everyone knows. We've got 7, 8 are under the age of 19 in the squad again, against a vastly experienced team, powerful team that put balls in good areas, and a sticky pitch will not suit our lads. You know, we've got a 16, 17 year old lad playing central midfield against two big powerful centre midfielders that they've got in Harris and Quigley. And I'll be honest with you, I thought Ben Toy was magnificent today, and and you know he deserves a lot of praise for his performance in a very, very tough game. So yeah, I know what you're saying. You know, the better team, you expect to excel on a better pitch, but I'm just proud of the performance, really.
And again, it's that home run that continues through the league. I think if I'm right, the only team with a better home record than yourselves are Rushden themselves. And it continues that run, you know. A great performance against St Ives last week, and you weren't fortunate enough to take anything, but you've taken another point at home against the league leaders. And you know, if all the games were played at home across the season, you'd be right up there.
If only. I mean, to be fair to us, we're working hard to try and rectify the away things. You know, since the turn of the year, we've won one, drew one, lost one away. Am I right? Yep. 1-1 drew and lost one away in the three games. So if we can replicate that and keep our decent performances at home, then we're going to fly up the league. I'm just excited with what we're doing. We're developing a team here and a squad of players that are excellent. You know, they're growing as players, they're growing as people, and I'd just like to sort of push this team to keep this team together and push it forward 6 months a year, and see where we're at then. Because I think that we have taken huge strides from where we are last season, and there's players that we've brought in, one or two players that we've brought in. You know, Josh Harfield today, he was absolutely magnificent. Young lad, he's come from sort of the Hampshire Leagues, and he was absolutely brilliant today against probably two of the better wide players in the league, and he was excellent, as was Kingy against the lad Hoban as well. And then we bring Liam Gilbert in, and he was superb as well. He got himself stuck in, he was everything we needed from him in there, got on the ball, made his tackles, dominated the game, and that's how we're looking to evolve the squad with players like that. And it's exciting, and hopefully we can keep going and push on.
And were you surprised, or dare I say slightly disappointed with the conduct of Rushden today? I was at the game at their place, and very welcoming, very nice place in terms of ground and facilities to go to, and they played some excellent football. And they came today, and I think maybe sit on the fence, but maybe not so welcoming in that sense.
Yeah, maybe there's an element of that. I mean, I'm not too worried about that. I understand that they come expecting 3 points today. They've got two tough games next week, and they probably thought this was the banker for them. And they looked rattled, really. I mean, the performance of us first half, they were rattled. You know, their bench were getting into the referee. And I didn't think the referee gave them a lot, apart from the penalty at the end. I didn't think we had very much from him either. I don't want to get involved in that. I wish them well. I think they're a good football club, and got a good support. It's a shame that the supporters didn't acknowledge the performance of my lads, but that's not their job to do it, is it? So, I wish them well, and I'm sure they'll go on and win the league. I'm sure, as I said, there'll be a few teams pleased with us tonight and give teams a sniff, catching them up. But, yeah, good luck to them.
And I'll apologise, but to bring you back down to earth, Barton away on Tuesday, another big game, another tough trip away. What's your thoughts about that so far?
We're going to have to try and patch lads up. There's a few picked up some niggles and stuff, and hopefully we can, it's going to be a long trip and get lads out of work quickly and stuff like that. It'll be tough. Barton have picked up a bit. They were struggling, and they've picked up a few results recently. They're in a false position. They've got some good players, so that'll be a tough game, especially on a Tuesday. We look forward to that, and then we've got another tough one at Chalfont, who are the best side going forward I've seen. We've got our work cut out for us, haven't we?
Well, I wish you all the best in those two tough games coming up. But more importantly, congratulations on the point today. Make the most of it tonight, and then start your preparations for Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. Cheers.